Hi, Harley here. And currently, I am laying buck naked in bed under the covers for reasons. And I am going to describe to you some of my favorite things during sexy fun time. And in doing so, I'm going to also try and get off. So, as I'm talking to you, I'm doing things to myself. Some things. So, if you can hear the covers, I apologize. some things that I think when I. So, I'm a submissive, and I first learned that I was a submissive. When I was pretty young, in the beginning of me and my husband's relationship, we met in a long ass time ago. Anyways, and I think that I had started this book series, and there was some characters that I really enjoyed. Sorry, I don't know. Losing track. from reading these books, there were situations that just sounded very appealing to me. And I found out that I liked to not be in charge. I liked it when I was being held down, when my wrists were being held down, that I very much enjoyed, and it kind of just escalated from there for some reason. And somehow I found out that I really liked pain. And I don't like finite pain. So, like, if you've ever seen wasps, not the bug, they're like these little stick things, that are used for like spanking and stuff. I don't like that type of pain. I'm more of a paddle girl myself. Spanking's good, though. I really enjoy that. I enjoy biting. Scratching is nice, although not as much as other things. If you were to ever meet me and you're a dude, if you're a girl and you do this, it'd kind of freak me out. But if you have, like, scruff edge and you, like, come up behind me and put your, like, scruff edge on my neck, I will literally turn into butter and kind of like what I'm doing right now. So, for instance, if, let's say I had my arm, like, okay, I'm walking down the alley, and you're in the shadows, and, oh, and BTW, I have these fantasies of rape and kidnapping, for reasons. So, if you ever ask me to improv things or tell me stories, that might be what's gonna happen. So, theoretically speaking, if I was walking down the alley, and you were hidden, obviously, because if I saw you and you looked creepy, I probably wouldn't approach you. but if you came up behind me and, I don't know, covered my mouth, oh my god, during sex, you cover my mouth, especially if I'm making noise. And you put your, like, chin on my neck, it just, I don't know what it is. It just does something in me. Other things I like during sex. Fingering. I believe I've talked about this position before. But if you have a girl, and you like to finger her, and she likes to be fingered back, if those things don't work, it's probably not going to happen. But if she puts her foot up on the bed, and then, she's standing. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. If you're both standing, I guess you could be laying on the bed, it doesn't matter, supposedly. But it's nice if they're standing, we were facing each other. And then you finger her while her foot is up on the bed, so kind of like a Captain Morgan stance. Oh, God. That's really, really good. I quivered, and I don't quiver very often. That's not very in my repertoire, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, basically anything that turns me all gooey inside, generally because of a submissive, you push me, rough house, oh gosh, you manhandle me. So if you go from, like, super nice to, not super nice, you grab me by the shoulders, and then throw me on the bed and flip me over. Rip my pants down and smack my ass. Ooh, or straddle me. And then I'll hold my arms down on either side of me. Oh. Oh, God. That would be amazing. And if you have, I don't know, like, boxers on. I am a sucker for boxers. Boxers and socks, you know? I'm not a foot fetish person. Totally support the fetish. But there's something about a naked man with a hard-on and socks. Even, it doesn't even matter what kind of socks they are. I don't know. It's weird. And then boxers. Boxers are just fucking sexy on men or women. It doesn't matter. They're just hot. Unless they have really stupid patterns on them. Anyways, getting sidetracked. So, laying face down on the bed. And my arms are to my side. Because you're holding them down. And you straddle me. And assuming that this is a guy, I would hope so. I like women, but guys are just more fun. Or maybe I just haven't met the right woman yet. And you're on top of me, and, like, the hard-on's, like, right in between. I don't want to say my crack, because that sounds not sexy, but in an area of concern, good concern, and, like, you lean forward, and you whisper in my ear, or you do that whole neck, rubby chin thing. And then there's that whole position, where guys fuck women. I've seen women fucking guys in it too, but it's a little awkward. I watch a lot of porn. I enjoy porn. It's fun. Most of it, anyways. Oh, you fucking vibrator. So, the issue with this vibrator thing is that I've used this damn thing a lot. It has a plug into the wall, and the part that plugs into the vibrator is kind of dying because, it's just been used a lot. So if I touch it the wrong way, bad touch, if you will, it stops providing power, and this damn thing has been used so much not plugged in that the battery is completely shot, so it has to stay plugged in, which is really shitty. I really need to get a new one. So, anyways, that's what that is. So if I get frustrated, and you stop hearing the, like, sound, that's what it is. Okay, sorry, back to fantasy thing. Honestly, you know what really gets me? Fucking doggy style. I have, okay, oh, yeah. I have a couple ex-coworkers of mine that I just really want to fuck them. There are these two guys, and they're just really fucking hot. Like, I don't even know why they talk to me. But anyways, I've had a few fantasies that have gotten me off where, I don't know, I'm bent over a couch. In the shorter one, we're not gonna drop names because that's frowned upon. He's a sweetheart type. He's behind me and he's pushed me forward. And his hands are on my hips. Oh, and he is fucking me so hard. And this is after he's been really nice and gentle and kind. But then the other one comes in. And he is a bit bigger because he works out quite a bit. They're both really, really attractive, don't get me wrong, but he's just kind of buffer, and you know what, he doesn't fuck my face, because I don't like that, but I'm giving him head, and the other guy's fucking me over the couch. And you get that really nice, like, ball slapping sound. Oh. Oh. This talking thing is hard. But the one that's fucking me from behind, because I'm making lots of noises, he gets a little overzealous. And he grabs my shoulders, and he just goes crazy. He's pounding away. But you know, my voice is muffled, because I have a big cock in my mouth. And you know, it would make this really good if my husband was watching. Yeah. Oh, god damn it. Okay. What else? Really annoying. Annoying. Usually I get off with porn. I have a friend of mine, a female. She can get off just by thinking about it. No, that's not a thing for me. Wish it was. That would be nice. Ooh. If the two co-workers did like a DP thing, oh, God. I gotta tell you, I'd probably be screaming really loud. Because that shit would hurt. But as soon as you got used to it, it would probably be really good. Oh. Oh. you guys have it so easy. You can just easily touch yourself and get away with it. And girls, it sucks. Okay. Okay, let's come up with a solid thought before we continue. Okay. Okay, so there's this another guy who, I didn't work with him, but he came into my work a lot, and he learned my name, and I was instantly in love with him because he was amazing. Anyways, so here's the theory. One of my favorite things is to be woken up in the middle of the night for sex. I know a lot of girls don't like that, but I really do because it's just fucking hot. Anyways, so I am woken up, by someone massaging my breast, and then that turns into the neck thing, and then they move to the mouth, and I realize that this is not my husband, and there's definitely someone else that's behind me. And at the same time, someone goes between my legs and starts licking me while the other one's making out. And I'm helpless because this is just too amazing. And I'm pretty sure I know what's happening. That husband man set this up for me because he knows I've wanted something like this for a really, really long time. So it's okay. But this is happening. And eventually that turns into one of them's making out. No, fuck that. I want to give him head. I'm giving him head. And the other one's fucking me from behind, doggy style. And he's not being nice to me about it. He's being really rough. Like, it almost hurts. Yeah. And he springs me. This makes me a little harder, and I'm crying out around this guy's cock. So, that's what apparently can get me off. Bye.